Ground was broken in October 2016 on the 19-acre tract adjacent to Pensacola International Airport. Friday's grand opening ceremony was held inside the 174,000-square-foot hangar near its first customer, a Boeing 757 from United Parcel Service.
My name is Bill Hafner. I'm president of VT Mobile Aerospace Engineering from Mobile, Alabama. I welcome everyone to Pensacola. It was just 1 year and 7 months ago we stood here to break ground for this beautiful hangar. And it's truly an honor for us now to be able to expand our operations to these facilities.
This is a huge opportunity for Pensacola, Florida, for our region, for our great state of Florida. And with all of us coming together as a community and collaborating, this is the fruits of all of our efforts today.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward was master of ceremonies, adding that the entire project, from groundbreaking to grand opening, has been an incredible team effort.
Everyone from the city council, county commissioners, the educational components, our business community, everyone rallying behind this incredible project, our partners in Singapore, this is just a huge win for our community.
Also on hand was Governor Rick Scott, who attended the groundbreaking. His political career and that of Hayward's have run parallel in a number of ways.
We got elected together back in 2010. We both ran on the same thing. How do we make this city and how we make this state the place where everybody can get a great job?
Following up on his mantra of the last 8 years, the governor reminded the audience that the new MRO hangar will create about 400 new jobs when fully operational.
Which means there are 400 more families in the city and in Escambia County that are going to be able to live the dream of this country, which starts with being able to be self-sufficient and have a good paying job. And I hope you have unbelievable success and you run out of space and have to add hangar after hangar after hangar so you get more and more jobs.
This new hangar is a key element of our growth strategy for the aircraft maintenance and modification business in which we have been the world's largest provider since 2002.
Sim Lim is chairman of ST Engineering Aerospace. The Pensacola operation, he says, is one of the largest in the world and can accommodate a variety of commercial aircraft.
Two of the largest versions of the Boeing 777 widebody or six Airbus A321 narrowbody aircraft. It brings our global hangar capacity to 42 wide-body, 26 narrow-body, and 16 general aviation aircraft.
Skilled personnel, technicians, inspectors, and mechanics are being hired, many of them products of local educational institutions, such as Pensacola State College, George Stone Technical Center, and the University of West Florida, where Martha Saunders is president.
We know that great economic development projects take great coordination and partnerships, and UWF has been part of it since the beginning. We provided $7 million as part of the oil spill recovery funds as an incentive to locate here in Pensacola.
And VTMAE is not the final word in aviation for the Pensacola area. PSA Airlines, a subsidiary of American Airlines, announced plans this week for a new maintenance facility at Pensacola International Airport. Scheduled to open in October, the facility is expected to create 30 to 35 jobs and grow its fleet by about 20 aircraft. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.